Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harger coming your way, and I'm glad to be able to share with you in another broadcast time this morning. I'm over here at the Lighthouse on a Wednesday morning, and you know we had a kind of a noisy storm last night, but the rain was good and is looking good here. It's a kind of overcast yet, but it's a nice morning. There's a little breeze coming in the window, and I appreciate that very much. You've tuned me in, by the way, of WDLP 93.1 Belding at 7 o'clock, and we're streaming this broadcast live, by the way, of WDLP.fm. Some of you tuned me in, by the way, of Ionia, I-1430 AM or 92.7 FM, or over in the lower area, 100.3 FM at 8 o'clock. I welcome you. Others have tuned me in, by the way, of Greenville, WGLM, 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock, and I welcome you as well. And we're now streaming both of these broadcasts live by the way of the web, so they're going all over, and that's something that is very special. Others have tuned me in by the way of internet radio at earsradio.com at 10. I welcome you. Others are listening by the way of my website. My website is pastorkenharger.com, and you go to Messages from the Lighthouse, bring your mouse up over that, and Current Media will show up, and then you click on Current Media, and the very top message is my message for today. And I appreciate that so very much. However, you've tuned me in to be with me this morning. I need to tell you that something really special happened that really meant a lot to me, because it's the first time that it's ever happened. I've been on radio a lot of years, but you know, during this time of pandemic or whatever we're calling, I've got no more names left to call it. But anyway, three different people came into the Ionia radio station, and one family paid for May, one family paid for June, and one family paid for July's radio broadcast. And that really made my day. That's something that is very special to me. First time it ever happened, and it was something that was very big part. Well, we've seen a lot of that during this epidemic there. I got that word right. We've seen a lot of that where people step up to be a help to others. My normal sponsors are Gloria Spencer, in memory and honor of her husband, Spence. That was his nickname. She's from Orleans. Doug and Noreen Lane of Sheridan Air, they've been my longtime sponsors for many years. Bill and Judy Hammond has also been a sponsor with me from Belding, and I appreciate them. Shiloh Community Church, where I pastored for 50 years, is also sponsoring the broadcast. I need to tell you that at Shiloh campus this week, there's going to be the same way we've been doing it the last few weeks, and that is by Facebook on the internet, and you can tune that program in and that message in on Sunday morning for Shiloh at 10 o'clock. And then in Greenville, it's Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and they do it live from there, and then you can kind of interact with it as well. And so that's something that is very special. But I'm pleased to announce that next Sunday, which will be the 13th of June, starting on Saturday night at Shiloh, our Saturday night 6:30 service will be at the church. Our Sunday morning 9 o'clock service will be at the church. And our 10:45 service will be at the church. And then in Greenville, our 11 o'clock service next Sunday will be in Greenville at the church. And so we're looking forward to next week gathering together once again as a congregation within our buildings. I give a big thank you to Kayanne Kingsinger for selecting our music for today, and I appreciate her so very much for what she's done through the years. This morning's message is learning, because it is a learning process, folks, learning how to live life one day at a time. One of my favorite verses or parts of scripture is Psalm number 90 for older age people that I like using in the funeral service, because it tells us our life may be 70, that would be 70. But and he said that maybe by grace you might get 80, that would be 80. But then he tells us that whatever way, however much life we get, we should make sure we live life one day at a time. And we're going to be talking about that, okay? And I'm looking forward to sharing this message with you. To get started, though, we have to listen to a song, and a song that I have that KN has picked out for us this morning is taken from Psalm number 23. And the main chorus of the song is that surely goodness and mercy is going to follow me all the days of my life. And I got to tell you, folks, that's just a good promise from God from all we've been going through, to know that goodness and mercy are going to follow us. Well, let's listen in. I'll be right back.
A pilgrim was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did roam. Till Jesus the kind shepherd found me, and now I'm on my way back home. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days, all the days. Gives me strength each day. He leads me beside still waters and guards every step of my way. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days, all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord forever. Lonesome valley, my Savior will find me there, and safely his hand will lead me to the mansions he's prepared. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and